The media likes to throw around the word courage. LeBron James is so courageous. He is taking a stand. He is using his voice to speak for those who don't have a voice. The last I checked, LeBron's voice, LeBron's opinion, was the only opinion that was allowed. ESPN, for example, you were only allowed to have one opinion. I saw something last night, Project Veritas. They interviewed one of the senior IT guys who worked at Twitter. He is openly admitting that Twitter is full of socialists and communists. He proudly brags about creating an algorithm that silenced dissenting opinion. There is no such thing as free speech on Twitter. Hell, they're trying to use what happened in Buffalo as another reason to silence free speech. The poster child for courage in the mainstream media, Colin Kaepernick. Look at this man. Even though he was blackballed by the NFL, he refuses to be silenced. He continues to use his voice to push our woke propaganda. Colin Kaepernick is the exact opposite of courageous. Courage is defending your woke opinion, debating people who don't agree with you. It is easy to push lies. It's easy to push propaganda on Twitter and Instagram. There are millions of useless fucks who do that every day. It's easy to push social justice behind the screen of your iPhone. Colin Kaepernick rarely gives interviews. Why? Why do you think that is? Because he knows he can't defend his position. There is no defending the defenseless. There's an old saying, I think it might actually come from the Bible, the truth shall come to the light. You can only defend a lie for so long. There is an expiration date on every lie. It's easy for someone like Jemele Hill to go on CNN and promote social justice. It's easy for Colin Kaepernick to be interviewed by Ebony Magazine. And even then, he wants to control the narrative of the interview. Now, these are just a few examples of people the mainstream media want you to believe represent courage. There's nothing courageous about following the crowd. There's nothing courageous about submitting to groupthink. It's easy to be a woke dumbass when it seems like that's what everyone believes. There have been numerous studies that have proven the effects of peer pressure. This is why the mainstream media is so powerful and why it's important for them to be neutral, which we all know just ain't the case. The vast majority of people are followers. You put them in a group, they will make decisions that they would never make on their own. The media, celebrities, the NBA, Colin Kaepernick, they have been pressuring people to comply with their agenda. They know if they can convince people that this is what the majority of people are doing, they can get people to follow them. There's one young man in the NBA that the mainstream media conveniently ignores. There's one dude in the NBA that actually represents courage. It's not LeBron James, who I think is the ultimate follower. It's easy to lead when you know everyone agrees with you. It is extremely difficult to be the one person in the crowd that refuses to fall for the groupthink. 2 years ago, when the NBA was in the bubble, Jonathan Isaac was the only player standing for the national anthem. The entire league was on their knees, praying to the god of wokeism, showing the country what it meant to comply. Jonathan Isaac was the only player who had the courage to stand in his own beliefs. The mainstream media, the same media who tried to turn courage into a woke boner word, the same media who praised LeBron James for leading the NBA down the path of woke, the same media who claimed Colin Kaepernick was courageous for recognizing his NFL career was ending and exploiting a movement for his own personal financial gain. When the media was hit with someone with real courage, they ridiculed him. They tarnished his name. They denigrated his character. They could not understand why a young black man refused to wear a Black Lives Matter shirt. How could a black man not support a group that's fighting for his rights? Jonathan Isaac knew Black Lives Matter was not fighting for him. They didn't represent him. It was two lesbians who detested men who wanted to destroy the traditional family, who, like Colin Kaepernick, Black Lives Matter exploited their own community for personal financial gain. Yahoo Sports, Complex, CNN, ESPN, Hell, the entire mainstream media crucified Jonathan Isaac in 2020. There was an entire fucking movement, the entire media machine trying to take down one guy. Listen to Jonathan Isaac explain why he refused to comply. Roll the film.
The feeling of most people was that because other people did it, they almost had to, or they would automatically be seen as going against the movement. But I rejected that notion. I felt like, you know, to kneel and wear a Black Lives Matter t-shirt don't go hand in hand with the support of Black Lives.
So, again, around the time that George Floyd had tragically died, and I'm sure everybody knows it, I tried my best to see it in the right way. I didn't view it as an African-American. I didn't view it as a conservative. I didn't view it as a liberal. I tried my best to combat the message the way in a Christian perspective. I tried to see it the way Christ would see it. And what I didn't want to do in that moment was join into a fight by kneeling for the national anthem. Obviously, the fight between black and white, the fight between right and left and everything that was going on, I wanted to view it in the way that Christ would. And
lately, we have been talking about the pressure on black people to all think the same way. This false notion that when something happens to a black person, all black people must respond in the same manner. You heard what Jonathan Isaac just said about how he reacted to George Floyd. He didn't view it as a black man. He didn't view it politically. Jonathan Isaac viewed what happened through his own personal beliefs. This is a direct violation of the woke commandments. The third woke commandment: individual beliefs are not allowed. You must submit to the directed values. We shall submit the importance of this commandment with the traditional woke hug. I just mentioned peer pressure. Jonathan Isaac said it himself. Many players in the NBA, they felt forced to comply in 2020. Because other people did it, they felt they had to. And if they didn't, they would be portrayed by the media as rejecting the movement. I would imagine that there were many NBA players in 2020 that weren't all that comfortable with the direction of the league. They weren't comfortable with social justice, pushing racial division. But they felt their only choice was compliance. This is what the woke movement's all about. Forced compliance. Remember last year when they were trying to force all of us into getting Fauci fucked, the NFL, the NBA? They were essentially forcing players into letting Fauci pleasure them with his magic cucumber. Kyrie Irving, he receives all the credit for taking a stand against the vaccine, but the first NBA player who had the courage to speak out against Fauci was Jonathan Isaac. Like Kyrie, Jonathan Isaac received immense pressure to submit to a dual round of Fauci fucking. Listen to him explain why he refused.
Well, part of it was just looking out at what everything that was going on at the time. I got a little bit of discernment, just a little bit. I give God the glory for it. But just viewing it, it seemed forced. It seemed like there was so much pressure in doing it. And I really did feel like I had a wise, you know, standing on why I didn't need to take it myself. I'm young, I'm healthy, I'm an athlete, I don't have any comorbidities, and one, I already had COVID in the past. And so I said, I don't see the wisdom in putting something into my body that's not gonna stop me from getting the virus in the first place or transmitting it. And so that's why I decided to be the only player on my team not to get vaccinated and go about it like that.
Jonathan Isaac partnered with Ben Shapiro in the Daily Wire and wrote a book that was released yesterday. The book is titled Why I Stand, and he goes into further detail as to why he stood alone in the summer of 2020, why he refused the required BLM bullshit, why he refused to kneel in compliance disrespecting the national anthem. Like I said, this book was released yesterday. It's number one right now on Amazon. I know Jonathan Isaac has been out of the NBA the last 2 years with injuries, but here we have an active player in the NBA, someone who has been on the radar of the mainstream media the last 2 years. He releases a book detailing why he did what he did. How many of you have heard about it? Before this video, how many of you had heard about this book? Colin Kaepernick released a fucking children's book aimed at poisoning the minds of children. His book was full of shit, full of fake stories he made up about his childhood. We exposed the lies of Colin Kaepernick here on the channel, I believe it was last month. The mainstream media, though, They fawned over this propaganda. What brilliance! This man has a talent for writing. Talent for writing? This fucking guy can barely put together a sentence. For weeks, the media promoted Colin Kaepernick's garbage. Guess how many mainstream media outlets have even mentioned Jonathan Isaac's book? And when I say mainstream media, I'm talking about the shit fucks. I'm not talking about Fox News or The Blaze, conservative sites. I'm talking about the shit fuck media. But the answer is zero. No book review from the New York Times, no mention from the Washington Post, who wrote an expose in September about Jonathan Isaac's refusal to get Fauci fucked. Nothing from the Orlando Sentinel, the same fucking city that he plays in. Nothing from the mainstream media about this book. But KC, he hasn't played in the NBA in 2 years. Colin Kaepernick hasn't played in the fucking NFL since 2016. Out of curiosity, I Googled Colin Kaepernick book. I just wanted to see if the media was still talking about it. This is a dude who should be completely irrelevant. He contributes nothing to society. He's like a tick, sucking the money out of any woke corporation willing to give it to him. I Googled Colin Kaepernick book. One of the first recommendations that comes up, a story from the New York Times published 3 hours ago. I don't need to explain to you guys why the media is ignoring Jonathan Isaac. The one or two sites that are mentioning him, they don't bring up the book. They bring up the fact that he spoke at a far-right Trump conspiracy conference. But let me know what you think. Jonathan Isaac, an example of true courage being ignored by the mainstream media while they continue to praise a bum like Colin Kaepernick. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com, kc_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.